Everybody seems to play. Welcome, everyone. Roy, you need to calm down. We're going to talk about that. Y'all just acting like those people in the Capitol. You know? Can't act like that. It's not going to bring back that man. You know? Y'all acting like the domestic terrorists, just like the people who raided the Capitol. The domestic terrorists. So y'all is too. Y'all know better than them. Y'all should be talked about just like they would. Now if you're tired of the man games, everybody seems to play. Well, it's a lot of fourth stimulus set. Stimulus check. It's coming, guys. Hang on. I think about July and August, you'll be getting $2,000, $1,000 a month. Star Trek fans, I'm hoping that you're going to be happy with Star Trek 4. If you're not, you just hate it. Now my family, I got control of my finances. That's right. I got my checkbook here. And I got full status of paying my bills on my own, and I'm gonna do so. All the hurry, Mom, Dad, Lisa, Bryant, Nancy, Robin Ann, y'all listening. Rich Croft don't pay my bills no more. I'm paying my bills. I'll tell you in more detail. Like I said, summer's coming, Memorial Day is coming, got a great barbecue time, it's coming. Fourth of July, how many of y'all gonna celebrate, go downtown, or do other cities? Let's find out. Let's start. Leave a last show, and Planet Earth starts. I got some new software, people, where I can record, pre-record Planet Earth and pre-record the Corey Whitlock Show. And hopefully I got some stickers where y'all can subscribe to the show. I'm going to show y'all if y'all go to YouTube, push that like button, push the notification bell, and please subscribe for all the 97, 467, and more people who have followed me, liked me, and all on speaker. Thank you so much. I appreciate your blessings and love and everything. And once I get more promotion done, I will have a lot of people. I'm trying to reach, at least before next year, I'm trying to reach 5,000 to almost 10,000 people by next 4th July. 10,000 by next 4th July. And another 20,000 before that Christmas of next year, 22. But I'm trying to reach at least 2 or 3,000 this year, before Christmas. I ain't giving away nothing or nothing. I'm just trying to reach that number. Okay? So please, subscribe. Tell your friends. Tell your family. It's the Corey Whitlock Show. Corey Whitlock Planet Earth. Talk on YouTube and speaker. And it's just a little podcast show in the little corner. Trying to do its best to make it. And it's just a little guy, little African-American guy, who loves doing videos and just love making videos and stuff. Just have the talent and have the passion for it. And now technology gives me that opportunity to do it for fun, for a hobby, and just for a blessing. Because God gave me this gift, and it'd be a shame to supposedly use all the gifts that good Jesus gave you. I mean, all of them. Any talent, gift, you're supposed to use it. It says it in the Bible, you know, you do. Use your gift. And I will also bring the Word of God, because I listen to the Word of God on YouTube, or do my morning prayer and all. And they have the morning prayer thing. And it'll tell me what scripture to go to, and I'll go to the scripture and everything. And it helped me read the scripture, and then it breaks it down for me. And again, it's a little video that they have on YouTube and all. If y'all can go to it and find it and all. I just go to it. I just save it. And it's just my little prayers in the morning. Because all jobs have issues. Even this one have issues and drama. But this one have this about, I'll say about 40% the drama, and then with Goodwill had, well, about 7,500.9 drama at Goodwill for me. I mean, it was just, look at my gray hair. It was just that, I think. Go to past videos if you understand. I mean, some of those people did went to Candace Funeral and support me and all. I give that blessings to them and my love to them and thanks to them. But some of them, of all of them, it was just when it was time to move on. I just say it was just time to move on. Page turn. People was just like the season. The wind blows and then branches fall off and everything. So it was that kind of season. It was time to turn the page. Time to turn the page. Turn the page. Let them go. No matter how nice, how big, let them go. Now, don't be grew up bothered with this old gray stuff that you see. Because it's not gray. It's just the camera effects. That's all. I'm not getting gray. Okay? And don't get too speculative about the eyeglasses and the wrinkles. Because I'm not getting old. Right? It's just the special effects. So that means Bryant and Lisa, y'all still young too. Because I'm younger. And that made mom and dad young, more younger. So, that's all I'm going to say about that. So, let's get to the news. And Aunt Alice, Aunt Nancy, and Aunt Diane, Uncle Hurry, y'all young too. Guys, y'all remember when all this shooting started? Nope. Uh-oh. I lost you. Huh? Do y'all remember when all this shooting started, when Michael Brown and the other guy who went to the store and got Skittles on, and that white man shot him because he thought he was invading the neighborhood watch program, and the white guy shot the black guy because he was going home because he went to get some Skittles. I forgot what his name was. So anybody know what his name was, leave a comment. Go to my YouTube channel, comment, hit me off with Facebook, Instagram, and leave a like and all that good stuff, okay? Anyway, now, got all of that down, and also on Twitter and Instagram. I said Instagram. But do you remember all of that when it all started? And it didn't start right there, though. 92 is when we witnessed, I don't know if he was the first person was caught on camera and got beat down by the cops or not. But Rodney King was caught on. Rodney King and the Marcus was beating him, was caught on camera beating Rodney King. And then that's when all this stuff started to drop. You know, I don't think about 92 and then went down. But right around the time Barack Obama became president, right behind that, that's when everything just, you know, just started to, it just started to go haywire then, you know. It started to go haywire, I think, when he got elected. And that's when police started going crazy. Now, I'm blaming it all on the police officers because I've seen people disobey the police officers. And all you have to do is get out the car, obey, keep your hands out, don't move. Sometimes he have a partner sitting right there flashing the light and everything. Just keep your hands out the window. If you have a passenger, tell her to keep him or her their hands out the window. Right where they can see him. No, don't move your hands. Don't even move a muscle. Breathe, but don't move. And then all this stuff started. Michael Brown, I still can't remember the boy's name. We went to some guy's skate. I can't remember his name. But anyway, that white man, he really raised it back up because things were calmed down after the Rodney King beat down. And then I think it was still going on in some ways, but we wouldn't hear about it that much. And then I think the New York person who was choked by New York police when he was selling cigarettes. And then that when went to the store and got Skittles, and he was, you know, he got killed for no reason because he was wearing a hoodie, minding his own business and everything. And the white guy killed him and got away with it and all. And then, of course, the paramedic who got killed. And then Michael Brown, who got killed because police officers lied, come out, he charged them and all. I watched the video. They had the, I'm telling you, Netflix and Prime have the video on this, and they broke it all down. So you ever have Netflix or Prime Video, go to it and try to find the Michael Brown story, okay? They'll show you, they'll break it down exactly what happened that day. When he went to the store, he asked the guy to hold his bag, came back, got the bag, and then the store owner called, said that the night staff let his bag stay there. Then when the morning staff came, they didn't know nothing about the bag. So he went in behind the counter and got a bag, and they thought he stole something, you know. Just go to, I think, one of those streaming services, either Prime Video or Netflix, because they both always have black programs, black movies, and all that stuff, okay? They're the big supporters of black movies and black programs. I think that's why they last so long right now, because they got black supporters. Even though they don't got the love of Star Trek fans because they didn't pick up Discovery and Picard. So they don't have the love of Star Trek fans. Not the real Star Trek fans who don't complain and everything. And this light that we have Star Trek, you know, Star Trek is back with Lower Decks Discovery Picard. And we happy because we got them back. But not like the other rhinos and cry wolf Star Trek fans and the wannabe the 10 Star Trek fans and all. But enough on that. Now we fast forward now, okay? Up in Missouri, the Twin Cities, where George Floyd was killed by the white police officers. And you ever saw the video when they was putting him in the M&Ms, how the white guy had his knee to George Floyd, how he was looking after everything was over? It looked like his eyes were going to pop out of his head. You know, that white guy who's on trial right now. You ever saw the end of the video after they put him in the van and the guy was just looking like his eyes just got so big like they was going to pop out his head, you know? He looked like one of those Stephen King monsters, you know? Like, the demon was really coming out of him. Because that's what he was, the demon. He's a white demon. Because he's a murderer, you know? But now, we got another incident up in the Twin Cities in the county, one of the counties, that another white police officer, female, said that she made a mistake and thought that she had her, you know, stun gun, and then she shot it, but she said she thought it was the stun gun, but she had her service revolver. And when she went to shot, it was the gun that she shot instead of the stun gun. And she swore that she thought that she had a service revolver. But I don't believe her. And a lot of people don't believe her. Because you're right. You can tell the difference from the service revolver and the stun gun. And both of them is in different places. Some officers have their stun gun on the left side. Or right here, in the middle of the left. And have the service revolver right there. Always right on the right. So all you had to do is reach for your right to left to get your stun gun. So you already had your gun out. You knew that you didn't have your what you call it. You knew that. But this is not about her. It's about the terrorists. The people who raided the dollar store and the Walmart and all that, who tried to destroy the police station, but some officers didn't have nothing to do with this, was just trying to get working the overtime and night shift, just trying to get home to their family, make ends meet. Some officers, like, she was wrong, you know? Some officers say, that's not true. You can tell the difference from the gun and the stun gun. So people, some of the police officers even believe you, you know? How can you make a mistake? And some officers saying, how can you make a mistake that your service gun is your stun gun? You know? And she gonna holler, I shot him. Yeah, you shot him. Because you know you had your gun. And I think that's what you wanted to do. You know, I'm in Baltimore, so you can't touch me. And guys out there, I hear you. I hear you. And you crying, you protesting and saying, that could have been my child. That could have been my brother or son and so on. But all you're doing is destroying your neighborhood. Worldwide and nationwide. Okay? World news and nation news. All over the nation. All over the world. World news. Look. Global. People laughing at you. Look at America again. Look at that black people again. Especially from Russia. Some Russia, half of Russia people don't even like black people. And look, they laughing. They're saying, look, they're black people again. Tearing up their cities again. And you wonder why that you don't see this stuff in China half of the time and in Russia half of the time. But you did saw it in Russia because when that guy got arrested, they went to start protesting. But they stopped it, didn't they? Putin said, I ain't having this mess. You're going to go home and shut the heck up. You know? I mean, that's that loss, okay? There's nothing you can do about that. And it's back to America, back to Missouri, back to the Twin Cities. Guys, you can't go into the dollar store and the Walmart and tear it up. Because people need those stores. And they're going to take money to rebuild those stores. And when they have to spend money, their prices have to go up. Yeah, you saying the people in Walmart is rich, famous, the richest family in the world. But they have to pay money to rebuild that Walmart and all. I know, I hear you what you're saying now. But all they're going to do is make y'all pay for it by bringing the prices up. They don't have to because they got money. But that's what they're going to do. That's their punishment to you. Because they're going to make you pay. You know? And if you're going to protest, don't try to burn down a police station. You know? Some of those police officers was just minding their own business, trying to do their job and go home. And y'all just made it hard for them. You know? They didn't have nothing to do with killing that guy. Even though that's probably the station, the district where she came from and everything. But if you get these, you give them a chance, they're going to investigate this. Because it don't make sense. You know? Just like that lady thought she went into a man's apartment and she thought it was her apartment and she shot him. The white guy. The white girl. Shot him in his own apartment because she thought it was her apartment. All these years, you don't know your apartment? You know? Come on. I know my apartment. I'm doggone right, I ain't coming into nobody else's apartment. I'm going to remember my apartment number. And police, y'all need to calm down too. Y'all need to start talking. Get on your intercom and direct people. You know, tell them what to do. If it's not a bad situation, just walk up to the car. Stand back from the car. This is a safe neighborhood. And it's on a safe street. I mean, don't walk in the middle of the highway and get popped by a truck or something. But y'all know what to do. You don't have to draw your guns. You don't have to act like super cops and all that stuff. It's not that serious, okay? It's not that serious. All right? I mean, if you like Donald Trump, like Donald Trump, but don't kill nobody. Don't holler at nobody. Don't get mad at black people because the government is crooked. We don't have nothing to do with it. Y'all blood was bought, our ancestors here over in slaves and chains. Only thing different from then and now, y'all got badges and guns now. That's the only thing different. Y'all took away the slavery and the chains until you find something to lock us up with. And then you put chains on us. And then We get the worst president in the country we ever had. I mean, worse than Nixon. Worse than the last presidents from the 30s, 40s, 20s, 1900s, and 1800s. Except Abraham Lincoln. I don't know how he was. He freed the slaves, but that's the, you know, but who knows, you know. I mean, it had to be some kind of redemption right there. But he got killed, you know. And we'll still won't know the details of that story. History says it, way history says it, was wrote and everything. But who knows? You never get anything right. I'm not saying he was president and anything, because at that time, 98% of the country was president on both sides, Republicans and Democrats. So, and, you know, and that goes for JFK too, you know, he wrote the Civil Rights Movement and everything, and stuff like that. When he died, the other president who took over, and he wrote it into law, the Civil Rights Bill, you know, but we don't know that personal thing when the cameras goes off, what they be saying and all, or what Abraham Lincoln said when the pens and camera wasn't being written. You know, we don't know. But I'm sure don't go and know that they was good presidents though. But still, back to Donald Trump. He was just he was just and a lot of white people like, we gotta get him out of there. I mean, a lot of white people, you know? He was just, he shouldn't even make it at the 46th president. Should just skip over him at the 47th. And anybody say, what happened to the 46th? Oh, we missed out. I mean, that's why y'all doing what y'all doing, police officers. I'm talking about the Caucasian police officers, the white police officers. That's why what y'all doing. Y'all Republicans, and you standing up, you know, and you trying to get, and he was for the police and all that. And you think Joe Biden is not? Joe Biden is for everybody, but he don't want y'all to kill people, you know? He wants you to do your job, but be safe for everybody. Go home. If the dude did a crime, you lock him up the right way. You know? You talk to him. Whether they black or white, you talk to him, especially their kids. You got kids? You know? Treat them kids like you treat your own kids. Because they somebody's child. Most of them is young. But people in Missouri, I mean, the Twin Cities, y'all need to stop. Okay? Stop the violence. All right? It's not going to bring back George Floyd. Of the other guy. It's just not going to bring him back. And you just messing everything up for Joe Biden to get reelected again. You know, he already getting a little criticism at the border. All right, but he's straightening that up, but he's trying to get this Build Back Better plan together first. So he juggling a lot of stuff that Donald Trump just went in here and bulldozed and messed everything up. From our relationships with our allies to the border to police brutality. Donald Trump just ripped everything up and made it for himself. He don't care about his protesters. He don't care about the Republicans. He don't care about you, especially the black people. He don't even care about the people who vote for him. You can tell that. He don't care. You know? So, you just need to start with, you know, protest right. Peaceful protest. Peaceful protest. Don't threaten to burn down a doggone police station. Because it might be somebody like your grandmother or your mom or somebody that you know might need the police. You know? But they had to pull all their police off the streets to protect the station. There would be nobody in the city. And every time this starts, they had to bring out the National Guards. And I'm pretty sure the National Guards is really tired of this too. You know, I'm tired of seeing a third world America bringing in the military again in our American cities. Here they come. Ain't you getting tired of seeing that? China do that. North Korea do that. Russia do that. America don't pose to do that. Not in the black community or the white community or the mixed community. Don't pose to do that. When there's a problem, you put a talk to the cops. Don't yell at them. You see something, say something. They had a harder time now trying to solve murderers, crime and stuff. You know, and people don't talk, but you see a little girl get killed, but you don't tell police what happened. Some of y'all know what happened. Oh, it's a code on the street. This is. Oh, come on. Four-year-old girl just got killed. And you talking about this is. That's what you're talking about? The 40-year-old girl gets stitches too? What's going on with this country? What is going on with this country? It's no better than the country that when my mom and my stepdad and Aunt Nancy, Uncle Tuck, and all of them grew up in. They had to go to school with people spitting on them and calling them names and stuff. And when we went to school, it wasn't that bad because I went to private school, you know. But the public kids, I don't know how bad they had it and everything. I don't think it was that bad until that school shooting up in Colorado. But still, it wasn't from the time I went to school until I graduated and all. It wasn't that bad. Yeah, it was fights after school fights and stuff. Who didn't? It was, that time, it was after school fights when Papa Landon then went to school and all that stuff. And probably on a car, you know. Just a little brawl. You get knocked down, beat up, and go home. And then you get shake up, and you have a beer. You talk about it the next day. It was never like this. Bringing guns to school, metal detectors in school. They take away school programs. Kids go cuss at their teachers. Taking the Pledge of Allegiance out of the schools and all. It was just one like that. And then people want to take down the statues and stuff. Why? Why you want to take down the statues? What the statues did to you? Statues ain't precious. It was the people who lived was precious. Those statues never bothered me. They didn't never got off that move off that stand and say, "Hey, Negro, ain't no statue gonna hurt you." You know, people got. I mean, you like Martin Luther King got a statue on Martin Luther King. That's just their way to honor what they like and they believe, the white people. You know, some still don't even say it. They still will help you, but they still believe what they believe. You know, and they have that right to believe that. I'm not taking up for them. I'm not saying it's right, but you believe what you believe. You know, that's their culture. It's like Martin Luther King and all the other statues and all of black people. It's our culture. Well, I think the white people have the right to have their culture too. I mean, statues didn't bother me. I already know what these people was. I already know what General Lee was. I already know what the other white statues that they took down, who they were. But they didn't bother me. Long as I knew what they, who those people was, it wasn't the statue that made them like that. It was when they lived and people. I mean, come on. It's ridiculous, you know? I mean, it was just ridiculous. It's time for us to start living together. Start acting normally. You know? And it's just, Charlottesville was wrong. It was wrong. And it was all about a statue was ready to be taken down because a girl got killed in Charlottesville. And it was just all about one statue and somebody had to get killed on that. Then January the 6th, nobody would ever imagine that would happen. Not even the people in Charlottesville who was on the white side never knew. Imagine doing that. I don't think so. You know? I don't think anybody would imagine that the Capitol would get invaded by its own people. Used to be its own people. But you're not Americans no more. You're no longer Americans. You're the massive terrorists now. Call it what I see. The massive terrorists killed people. People died. You're murderers. You know better than the police that had his knee down at George Floyd. So black people, y'all dislike him. Charlottesville, January the 6th, terrorists. And then the terrorists that happened a couple weeks ago who burned down stores and want to burn down a police station. Those domestic terrorists. No. So, you have the right to be called that too. Because when you protest, you protest. When you act like animals, you're going to be called animals. Matter if you're black or white. Wasn't right, people. People had to go to stores. They had to go to those stores and shop. People had to go to that police station and work. Some of them wasn't even police station. Someone was maintenance people. Someone was janitor people who keep the building clean. You put their lives in danger. And I know they didn't have nothing to do with it. or they're there to make sure the police officers maintain maintenance and janitorial, make sure the building's clean and working. And they didn't have nothing to do with it. But y'all put their lives in danger. Y'all put people who were riding past you in danger. Just like January 6th, Charlottesville, white protesters ran over the woman, and all those are, you know, and I feel how you feel, but it's not right, you know, it's just not right to do the same thing they did in Charlottesville and the same thing they did on January the 6th, you know. I mean, when Freddie Gray was killed, it was a lot of things that I hate, you know, because I couldn't get to work. All that bullcrap stopped people from getting to work. And a lot of people was mad. You know, it's not right, guys. You can't do that. Wake up, black people. Okay, police officers, you need to start talking. Stop drawing your guns and start talking. Okay, get rid of the bad apples in your district. If you see your partner do something, partner away from them. Okay? So, when the bad cop, when you partner away from the bad cop, he'll partner with the bad, another bad cop, and let them get in trouble by themselves. Okay? If you got a code that you don't snitch on cops, then all the good cops need to start working together. And we can flood out the bad cops, city officials, especially Baltimore. You need to get the police back on the beat. They need to get out of their cars and start walking the beat, start knowing the neighborhoods. Because Baltimore can set an example, Baltimore police and the mayor and all that. Y'all can set an example for that. Get out the cars. Start walking the streets. Shaking hands with their neighbors. Explain to them what's going on and why they do what they do. Why y'all have to do what y'all do. Tell them that y'all trained to do that. Ask the community that you attack. What should we do more better? I'm going to show the neighbors in your community that you attack. They would tell you what you should do. Have meetings every Friday or Saturday with them. Sit down and talk to them. Have a community talk. You know, start a community group. You know, every little thing that comes to the table probably will work if we work together. One side comes forward, but the other side comes. And both bad people, the bad criminals and the bad cops, will start be pushing away. And then we will look to see who's who. All right? Especially the white cops. Start walking the beat in the black neighborhoods. You know? Just do it. Don't think about it. Do it. And I bet you, every neighborhood will start to change, you know? Like I said, get together. Start a little community conversation. Sit down when it's a nice summer day out, go around the, put around the chairs out. You don't have to be in a building. Just pull some chairs out, sit down, and just start talking, you know? Have a little barbecue going, you know? Have a block party and something. Police officers. Okay? In some of the bad neighborhoods, just throw a block party. Give a nice, give out water or something. You know? Maybe that's one way to get the crime down. You know? Ask the ones who is in jail, what can we do to help you to stay out of jail? Sit down and talk to them, you know? Talk to them. What jobs can you do? If you have a little side business, maybe you can hire them and do something. That's another way. You know? That's not only you giving back. That's showing that you care. You know? They got a criminal record, so it's going to be hard for them to get a senior job. So maybe they have this on their resume, a police officer help them. His little small business, that little resume will go a long way once you write them a letter and prove that they are a good worker and pass it on. Then another small business who have a little middle small business will hire them. They come to work every day, do good. Then when they apply for a bigger job, see when the steps go, see where you start, you will start okay? I know some of y'all police officers, black and white, got side business. And y'all can do it. You know the help is needed. You know? Don't have to be a bunch of money. No? Just be a little bit, just to help them. Some just got out of jail, need somebody to help them know how to drive and all. Teach them how to drive and all. No, just say somebody been in jail since 1980 or 1978 and they finally getting out of jail now. Those people, that's me. Oh my goodness. The time they went in jail and time they could get out, they ain't gonna know what kind of world they live in. Because things total had changed since the time they went in. You know? And I'm sure they got TV and let them know how things had changed and stuff like that. I'm sure they got a little update. But ain't nothing like being out and seeing it for yourself and seeing it on TV. Whole different thing. You know? Just like when they teach you in the academy. I'm talking to police officers. They teach you everything. Everything they can teach you in the academy. Police academy. But when you get out there on the streets, it's a whole new world. Right? Whole new world. They give you everything they can get you out there on the street. But when you get in your street trainer, and you're a rookie, you hardcore. And I think that's what happened with Joy Floyd. He had a couple rookies, cops, and a weapon. I mean, I think the one was standing, had his knee on it, on Joy Floyd. Net, he was a lieutenant. I think the other three were the rookies. And he messed the career of them up. You know? He messed their career up. Wow. That's crazy, though. That's crazy. I just don't know. Like Maylee said, my cousin Malik said, his father told him, you got to man up the choices that you make. Man up to them. You know? Whatever choice you got made, you got to own it. And that's what my cousin Malik father told him. Colonel Malik told him. Whatever choice you make, you got to own it. And I'm talking to the people who did the riot in Missouri. You made a choice. Now, you have to go and do community service to help rebuild what you messed up. Because there's elderly people who need that medicine, that Walmart, or whatever other stores that you tore and stole from. There's sick people that need that medicine, and now they can't get it. Same thing happened here in Baltimore when they tore down the CVS. They burned it. And had a lot of people in that neighborhood in North Avenue who needed that drugstore. They couldn't get that medicine because that drugstore was burnt down. Y'all need to stop and think. Pick up some shovels, some brooms, and start cleaning. Cleaning your mess. Own the choice that you did. Man up. Woman up. You know? Forget all that gang hall, gang bullcrap. Or ask the police and all. Forget that. Pick up a shovel, pick up a broom, and start cleaning the community that you messed up. Who cares about the news if they don't see that? Alright? Clean your city back up. Build it back up. That's the only thing I can do. And I ask you to do this. Because saw that man on TV with no shirt on MSNBC. And the reporter was trying to calm him down. And all he was doing is cussing. He was cussing so bad they had to cut him out and went to something else. The reporter saying, we can't have that kind of talk on our show. On primetime show. You know, and the reporter was right in the middle. They was yelling like animals and all that stuff. Instead of calming down and talking like human beings. And most of y'all was over like 30, 34. And you go out there with some kids. And you should lead. Instead of follow. Should be adult and tell them to stop. But y'all was just out there, 35, 40, talking about, I'm in the game. This is mine. It's like, bullcrap. We saw these kids. It's not going to make things right. It's just going to make things more worse for everybody. Everybody are cutting. What I know. You know, and this is a guy that used to go to the Special Olympics and all. Don't know that much. Can't read that much. What do I know? You know, think you know better than me. Well, go ahead. Burn down your city. You know, because you didn't care about that guy who got shot. You cared about yourself. You were selfish. Very selfish. All right, people. My Nancy, my Diane, Rayvon Robberland, Moo Bissy, Saray, cousins, my mom and dad's side, on my mom's side, nieces and nephews, brothers and sisters, and everybody else around the country and the world. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Subscribe to the channel, YouTube, Queen Relax Show. Queen Relax Show on speaker. Leave a like, leave a comment. Follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Not Netflix. I will probably be on there someday, but not now. And just do what you're supposed to do through this pandemic. It's over. You're almost through. Keep looking for your $1,400. Look out for the $2,000. Pray for the country. Pray for the world. And see you on the next Queen Relax podcast show and Planet Earth Talk. Be good. Stay a distance from each other, 6 feet. Wear your mask. Look out for each other, especially the people in blue. We love you. We still love you. Thank you for your service. All the police officers all over the world and all over this country, we love you. Especially the good police officers. Don't quit on us, okay? It's a tough job, just like in the White House. It's a tough job. We hear you. And for the young people, protest, not destruct. Obey. See you on the next show. Love you. And of course, I need to see what you want.